USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deployments of U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexican border now underway as soldiers from Fort Riley, Kansas arrived yesterday in Texas, part of the first wave of more than 5 to as many as 15,000 active duty troops that President Trump says he'll be sending in advance of a caravan of migrants coming up from Central America. Despite claims by Democrats, Vice President Mike Pence insists this is not an election time stunt.
They were sent north for the sole and exclusive reason of challenging the laws of the United States of America by coming into our country illegally, and the president's made it clear we're not going to allow it.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The Delaware Department of Justice, the latest to investigate possible child sex abuse in the Catholic Church, this time investigating the Diocese of Wilmington. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of mailing bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, due in a Miami courtroom this morning for a pretrial detention hearing. Funeral services scheduled today for the oldest person killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. 97-year-old Rose Malinger was attending a baby naming ceremony at the Tree of Life Synagogue when a heavily armed man walked in and killed her and 10 other people. In LaGrange, Texas, a police officer is in critical condition after being shot in the head last night. A police spokesman says he and another officer were trying to arrest a man at a Dollar General store on a warrant.
The subject resisted, ran to his hotel room, and barricaded himself in. We further went to execute the warrant. Subject started shooting at the officers.
After a barricade situation, the suspect was eventually apprehended. And this is USA Radio News.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country. But I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock. And because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
Dodge City, Kansas will not have to open a second polling station because a federal judge concedes there's just not enough time before Election Day to do so. The ACLU led a lawsuit asking for a second location in that town after the clerk moved the only polling station for a city of 13,000 residents outside city limits and at least a mile from the closest bus stop. The clerk said she moved it from the usual in-city site because construction was scheduled to start near that building in late October, but as of yesterday, no such construction had begun. Vice President Mike Pence and Oprah Winfrey were both stumping for candidates for governor of Georgia yesterday.
I heard Oprah's in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal, too.
Vice President Mike Pence there as he was campaigning for Republican gubernatorial hopeful Brian Kemp. Not far away, Oprah Winfrey was lending her star power to Stacey Abrams' Democratic run.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so.
And reminding you again that daylight savings ends this coming weekend. We'll set our clocks an hour back, effective 2 a.m. Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.